95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parat is still here. Thankfully, he didn't leave during the downtime. Because he's got more beverages. We're in a White Claw storm, aren't we, buddy?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
A wave of flavor. Get it? Waves are crashing on shore. I could keep going. Why don't you just tell us what else we're drinking now?
All right, so we're going to go with a couple more flavors of this vodka soda.
Okay.
White Claw. Okay. I have Wild Cherry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A great band from the 70s from... I don't know where they're from, actually. I know they kind of...
Wild Cherry?
They worked well. Wild Cherry was... Man, they worked well with the Ohio Players and some others from the 70s. I don't want to burden you with a lot of disco knowledge, but if you need some, I got it. Let me just drink.
I'm going to go ahead and pass, yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. Steve, good. You want... You know, oh, Steve doesn't want
to... I'm trying to quit.
Great. Okay.
No, thanks anyway.
Oh, that does... That is a real cherry.
Oh, my gosh. That smells so good.
And you mentioned these are real juices, too, right?
Wow. Yep.
So that, real juice, 100 calories, no added sugar, no high fructose. Corn syrup, garbage, all that. Mm. Real, you know.
Natural. I could almost drink it just by smelling it.
Really? You gotta...
It's so smooth, you're not sure?
Yeah.
You're not sure where you want to put the straw? I get you. That's good, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
White Claw's figured it out. And again, the fact that if it didn't say vodka on the box, I would not know that that had vodka in it.
I wouldn't know it had alcohol in it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's just a tasty
like,
flavor sensation.
You know, kind of some of the seltzers, the Howell's New York seltzer.
Yeah.
It's just as clean, and it's 4.5% alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Count me in. Jeez. Okay. Is there another one of those?
There's one more.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Watermelon.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know what watermelon season is in Florida. I do love watermelon, and I'll buy them at any time during the year. I don't even care. Seedless, seeded.
I would definitely say it's not now.
You don't think?
Not now, no.
In the middle of winter?
No.
Well, good. Well, then that's what we'll supplement with this.
And when it's watermelon season?
Watermelon season, apparently. It's always watermelon season at White Claw. Bang. You can send that to them. Let them use that White Claw.
Ooh. We'll send them
cheers.
An email.
That's yours. Comped. Josh, we'll send it off. That's our Parat pipeline.
Let me get in this.
Oh, wow. Okay, now that's a very unique. I guess it's the real juice, right? That's why it's
not tasting so
like a
good.
Fake watermelon flavor.
I like that a lot.
Oh, that's real good. Yeah. I feel like I'm on a salt
found
of that.
A new,
oh, dude.
New pull time thing for me. Here.
Right? Are you feeling this?
That's my favorite one so
look
far.
Out.
Well,
oh, I'm with you. It's a Steve favorite.
My lord, that's delicious.
Wow, look at that.
Heavens to Megatroid.
He's almost cussing on the brew review.
But yeah, like I said, these are brand new. Okay. Definitely check out the website to find them.
Oh, you talking about your website, srprod.com/beerfinder?
Yeah, that one right there.
Oh, yeah, that's a great website.
No, I do have a question.
Let's hear it.
So these are only in the 8 packs right now?
Correct.
Okay.
I believe they're going to do some 4 packs of the single flavors, but right now we have the 8 packs available.
They play well together. I think they all, you know, the pineapple had a different sass to it. The peach was outstanding, and of course that watermelon finisher. That's it.
So that's the best part. Is usually some of these variety packs, you get one flavor you're not a huge fan of.
Yeah,
and those are the ones you give away. With all these, I think these
or
are
you drink
solid.
Those first.
Yeah,
just get them out.
Get
of
them
the way.
Out of the way. You're that guy.
Bang.
You
done.
Eat your veggies first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve.
No, actually, I drink my, like, when I was in school, I drink my glass of milk first. My parents made me have milk. Ugh.
I hate
as soon as I sit down, drink it. Done.
Before a seltzer? Oh, wait, you're talking about
no,
school?
No, I was like elementary okay. school, got high school.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Steve has it's kind of a sketchy background sometimes, so we don't ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
All right, are we done or we got something else over here?
I got one more.
Ooh, okay.
So we're going to go back to that original White Claw hard seltzer.
Okay.
It's not vodka-based.
All right.
But this one is 5%.
Okay.
Same 100 calories.
All right.
You know, 2 grams of sugar, I believe. Yep.
Okay.
This one you will not find inside any of the variety packs.
Oh.
This is a single flavor by itself.
Okay.
This is peach.
Ooh.
You know, we tried peach with the vodka.
Okay.
But this is, I haven't tried this one yet.
All right.
Okay. Really?
Me neither.
All right. It's time for the first time taste test.
Mm.
Whoa, I almost
good
stuck my finger in my own seltzer.
Good nose.
You guys ever done that?
Oh, it's very peachy.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that once, Riggs, by the way.
Oh.
And I never told you,
but
I did.
Oh, that's got a little sass to it right there, doesn't it?
A little bit of sass.
Okay. Yeah. That's like the peach with a little bit of fuzz on it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Those are my favorite.
Yep. And at 5%?
Yeah, exactly.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
You know.
In a positive way.
Tasty.
You know, the weather's up and down.
Yeah.
As far as the temperature's concerned. But
sure.
You know, these aren't just a warm time drink. These
right.
are any time drink, in my opinion.
I figure we can go over by Steve's pool. It's always 72 and sunny over there.
No, we're just thinking of the springs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wrong pool.
I got the wrong thing. But Steve does have a pool. We can take these over there and get sideways with it, I think.
You're going to be wearing pants?
When I go in the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cold in there, dude.
I don't know. He gave you a very soft yeah. Very yeah, non-committal on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Well, we asked you on the front end to give us something that we could enjoy and get ready for football this week, and I feel like this is the right thing.
I agree.
We can stay on 2 feet. We can watch the whole game. We can watch the Jags bring home a victory from Kansas City. Chiefs fans, you're right most of the season, but not right now.
Not right now.
Get it. No, get out. Go and get. Until next week, Josh. Cheers.
Cheers.